thing about it is that it can be in an area and you may not recognize or notice it right away because the damage is hard to detect. What happens with an ash tree? Well, first off, the bug is maybe a quarter to a half inch long, very small. It likes to feed on the ash tree leaves, and it's up in the canopy of the tree. So unless you spend a lot of time up in the top of your ash trees, you are probably not going to see it. What's going to happen is you will start to notice a decline in the top of the tree. In other words, thinning branches, yellowing leaves, and this takes place usually over a period of 3 to 5 years. So again, and I'm going to make this caveat right now, if you have ash trees that are turning yellow, please don't call or get excited because this is a normal time of the year when they turn yellow.
Yeah.
Okay. But how it works is that the adult bug will fly around the canopy of the tree and feed on the leaves. Once the female has mated, she will crawl into the crevices of the bark, lay her eggs, and fly off. The larva will, once the eggs hatch, the larva will burrow into the tree, just burrow right into the tree, underneath the bark. And what happens there is they get into the vascular tissues of the tree, the tubes that take the food up and down. And they, instead of like our native bugs, our native beetles, wood boring beetles, which go up and down vertically when they chew on the tree, the emerald ash borer goes in kind of an S-shaped pattern. In other words, goes more horizontally at times than straight vertically. And as it does that, it cuts those tubes that take the water and nutrients up and down the tree. And essentially what happens is the tree branch starves to death because it can't replenish its nutrients and its water. And like I said, this will take usually 2 to 3 years before it's noticeable. So it might be in an area for a couple of years before anybody notices that it's there.
Wow.
Some things that you can tell by, obviously you notice a decline in the trees is one symptom. Woodpecker damage. If you see woodpeckers going after the tree more than normal, it's obvious that they're going after these borers that are underneath the bark. You might see the bark cracking. You might see it splitting a little bit. Epicormic sprouts are sprouts coming up from the bottom of the tree as the tree tries to reproduce itself or fight for life. Those are some telltale signs. But the only real way to identify it is to scrape the bark away, the outside bark, and look for the channels, the tubes that the borer is making as it cuts, as it feeds. And it's best to have a professional do that when they're trying to identify this tree or this bug, because we have at least 5 natural wood boring insects in our area here or in Minnesota. And because of that, you need to have somebody that really knows what the ash borer trail looks like before you jump to conclusions. Now, I mentioned earlier that it is a problem. It's moving our way. As I said, it's not in Stevens County, it's not in Morris, but it is in our area. There have been proven